Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Got that award right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime easy drinking occasion.
Guys, I've been listening to y'all since this show aired.
When I turn on the Morning Rush, I want to hear Ty at his best every single day.
There are people that have saved up all year and done whatever it took just to get a ticket, just to get a glimpse at the Razorback.
Ty, fortunately, has saved the world and not yet procreated.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
Last Saturday, for the first time in 1,071 days, you were able to get a win against an SEC opponent. Now, it took even longer than that to get a win over a ranked opponent and a ranked opponent on the road. And now you're going to another SEC venue where you will take on a ranked opponent with quite a couple connections to your football program. This team's riding high. They're happy. Fans are excited. They're thinking they can beat Auburn. How is this football team going to handle success? Press clippings, people telling them how good they've been. How are they going to handle that? That's where we're going to start this morning here on the Morning Rush. 877-377-6963 is your number that you can call or text in throughout the morning. We're streaming live. Hitthatline.com. You can find our video stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you have a smart speaker, just say play ESPN Arkansas. We are also on the TuneIn app as well. We're going to have Clay join us at 7 o'clock this morning. Also want to remind everyone that if you don't get to listen to the show, it's in entirety. Go to hitthatline.com, go to our YouTube, go to the Hit That Line Podcast Network on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We post podcasts daily. And by the way, we just added one. Arkansas Hall Talk, the Hall Talk podcast, has been added to our Hit That Line Podcast Network as of this morning. You'll hear from Kyle Sutherland, Porter Hayes, Ty. You'll also hear from Jacob as they do a podcast bi-weekly. Really excited to add them to the network. So what's the situation right now in that locker room? How are they going to handle their first SEC win in 3 years? So for some players, their only SEC win they have ever experienced on that football team.
As you were setting up our first segment of the day with your opening, it got me to immediately thinking, and I didn't think of this last night as I was reading through our material, but it hit me. So if they lose, does that mean they don't handle success?
It depends on how they lose.
I mean, we all have to understand they could go play well. We have to understand Auburn, at least on paper, is a better football team, right? Auburn is favored. Is it still 14 or so? 14, 15 points, two touchdowns roughly. They're favored for a reason. In a lot of spots, and in fact, most spots, Auburn's still probably the more talented, experienced football team. So if you don't go win the football game, does that mean you didn't handle success? Not necessarily. So
what if you get clobbered by 35?
How did it happen? Did you go turn it over five times? Did you not tackle anybody? Did you abandon the fundamentals that got you to this point, which is, for the most part, I mean, they've had a few turnovers and fumbles along the way, but the thing that this team has done that has put them in a position and given themselves to win is good fundamental defense. I think that's been the base foundation, the first layer of why this program seems to be pointed, at least, and headed back in the right direction. They're tackling people, and they're creating turnovers on defense. So if you're tackling people tomorrow, and you're putting pressure on Bo Nix, and you're getting some third down stops, but you still lose somehow, you're not going to be happy about it. But I mean, it's going to be hard to feel good about a 35-point loss. I mean, I would struggle with that.
Well,
because it probably still means, Ty, your offense has got a lot more questions than answers.
I don't anticipate the offense blowing up tomorrow in terms of going off. I just think that Kevin Steele's too good of a defensive coordinator. What I do expect is a competitive football game in which Arkansas will lose. But I think there's a difference, like you've mentioned in the past, of getting creamed like you have against Auburn. Last four games, you lost by an average of 34 points, or making it a competitive game. And you can't tell me, you can't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining if they were to get blown out tomorrow, which again, neither Tommy or I think it's going to happen, but if it did occur, you can't tell me that their win last week did not play a role in that happening. You just can't. You cannot convince me of that, because we know when someone has gone through something for quite some time, whatever pain, whatever misery it is, especially when it's applicable to sports, when you do start getting success. There's stuff that's going your way. Some people handle it adequately, and some people do not know how to handle success. I hope that this team knows that Auburn is not going to give them the game tomorrow. And I think that Sam Pittman and his guys have got to do a good job of that. But coaching can only go so far. Speaking to someone can only go so far to this point. It is on the players to know and to get ready and to be revved up for this football game. Because, again, Auburn's not going to let you walk over them. They just got annihilated last week in primetime. They are not going to let you do what you did to Mississippi State last week.
That's a good point. Auburn, we haven't even really mentioned that point up until today. Where's Auburn's mindset after getting their pants pulled down by Georgia? You know, Auburn's perceived to be a program, at least by their fan base, that's in the same breath, in the same paragraph with Georgia and Alabama in this league. They didn't look like it last week, did they? They look like they belong down here with the cast outs like the rest of us, you know, or out here in the, you're in the caddy shack. You didn't belong inside the country club. You were in the caddy shack with the rest of us last week because you got exposed by Georgia. So that's a good point. We didn't even really discussed it all this week because where's Auburn's mindset about trying to reestablish themselves? And again, now we have talked about the fact that, you know, Arkansas, yeah, you got to win, but that didn't mean all of the things that have been said, all of the perceptions about you for the last, you know, really going back to the last winning conference record you had was 2015. So for the last four seasons, you know, no one's thought anything of you. Last 2 years hadn't won a game until last week. I mean, all of that's over in people's minds because you beat Mississippi State. You know, losing to Arkansas still got a lot of, you know, it's like went losing twice. So, you know, Auburn understands what's at stake here. It's like we used to think of Vanderbilt. And you can't lose to Vanderbilt because, you know, that there's some extra admonishment that goes along with that.
With losing with Vanderbilt. So yeah. Auburn knows how important this game is for Gus Malzahn, for Chad Morse, for this fan base. And I'm really excited for this game tomorrow. By the way, if you haven't heard, you are excited to see this game on ESPN2. Tommy, it's been moved to the big dog on ESPN. Now, you'll keep the same commentators on ESPN. And obviously, you can listen here on ESPN Arkansas, ESPN 99.5 as well. But it is moved to ESPN. Lauren Sizzler's on the sideline. Former Georgia player Matt Stinchcomb's in the booth. And then I am blanking on who.
Taylor Zarzer. Taylor Zarzer is the play-by-play guy with Matt and Lauren.
So ESPN, though. So we were talking about last week, you kind of you get hidden in the SEC Network 3 o'clock game. You're not getting hidden in this football game necessarily because the non-SEC, a lot of non-SEC fans have it on ESPN as soon as they wake up. You're going to be you still have to deal with the Georgia-Tennessee game that day, 2:30 on CBS, but there's going to be a good chunk of people watching ESPN today and seeing, or tomorrow, excuse me, and seeing what Arkansas has to offer.
For the people that want to watch Arkansas and Auburn, it doesn't matter what network you're on, they're going to find it. Where it does matter is ESPN is on in any restaurant, sports bar, really any major place that has TVs is going to have ESPN on. That's a mainstay. They don't always have the SEC network on around the country. Anywhere in the country has ESPN on. So, you know, it comes with an extra boost that the SEC network certainly doesn't have. So because of the hurricane, you get elevated to the mothership.
That one's caught wide. What a rope.
Oh, my goodness.
Joe Adams. There's not a backup in the country that can throw a ball like that.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Going back to 2010, watching Tyler torch the Auburn Tigers that day. And as you hear the great words and the great sound of Tupac Shakur, we have to bring in Mr. Eddie in Clarksville, who brought up a Tupac quote last week. Eddie, the floor is yours. It is a Football Friday, man, and you get Auburn tomorrow.
That's exactly right, gentlemen. And thank you for taking my call this morning. You know, last week I called in. I thought it fitting to use the famous words of Tupac Shakur, the rose that grew from the concrete. And what that meant was, no matter what your circumstance, no matter, you got to keep digging. You got to keep fighting. And they burst through that concrete. Not only did they get an SEC win, but they got one on the road. But I find it, I woke up this morning and I find it fitting to say, I want to read a
quote from two of the greatest sports minds in the history of our nation. I find it fitting. I want it directed to our offensive side of the football team, our offensive line, and our offensive skill players. Listen to what George Papa Hollis said. He said this: I firmly believe that at least 80% of the success of a football team is determined, listen to this, determined by the fight and spirit they put into their play. And I'm asking this football team on the offensive side of the ball, when you step out on that field tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m., are you coming with that fighting spirit? Because if you go down there, you're averaging 12 points a game. We will not beat Auburn. Do you understand that? You can do better. We got better players on that team than that. Are you coming to fight? And I'm leaving you with this, gentlemen, this morning. You know, I hear, you know, ESPN channels and commentators say, well, Auburn, no doubt, they got 4 and 5 stars. No doubt about it. No doubt for the bigger team. No doubt about it. But I'm leaving you with this. It's not always the size of the dog. It's the fight in the dog. And I want to see tomorrow afternoon, in your case, the fight of the home. We'll see when this game's over. And as always, all aboard the Hope Train. And if you come with the fight of the dog, we're going to walk off that field winners. And the whistle blowing back to Hope Town. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it as always, Eddie. And not get excited when you hear from Mr. Eddie and Clark or Clarksville on a Friday. I'll tell you that much, Tommy.
Yeah. I still don't understand. Eddie's the one and only caller that is so polar. We will get a dozen texts that love Eddie, and then we will get a dozen texts that say, hey, I have to turn the radio down until he's done. I still don't understand how, as a Razorback fan, when you hear Eddie's passion and his desire to win, that doesn't inspire you on some level. And there is a little bit of Eddie in all of us somewhere deep down. And then for some of us, there's Eddie right on our shirt sleeve, right? You know, I mean, I just don't understand how, you know, like 90% of us don't really get with Eddie because there's a little bit of Eddie somewhere in all of, and then there, yes. For some of us, there's a lot of Eddie in us, you know. I don't get it. So
I know a lot of listeners that really enjoy listening to him.
I don't get it. I can't tell you how many people have asked us to quit taking his calls. I'm like, never, never, not going to do it.
And that's not fake. It's very authentic from Mr. Eddie in Clarksville. Yeah. I've never had the joy of meeting him, but for those I know who have met him, that's how he is in real life. So we appreciate the authenticity here on the Morning Rush. Speaking of authenticity, let's go to the home of the Cyclones where we welcome in Danny in Russellville. Danny, tough act to follow, man.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Boy, Eddie needs to learn how to let go, doesn't he?
And that's
holding back.
Yeah, and that's at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that train's left the station.
What would we pay? What would we give up to watch a game with Eddie? Because as fired up as he is at 6:30 in the morning, can you imagine sitting in his living room in a safe environment? You know, not at the Applebee's, not at Chili's, not in the public forum where you gotta, you know, you can only go so wild in a, you know, on the patio at Fridays or wherever, you know. Can you imagine being in a safe environment where you can just cut loose and watching Eddie
viewing
the game? That would be pure entertainment right there.
I think most of us, like you said, got a little Eddie in us.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the time it comes out when you're sitting in the living room watching the TV.
Dadgum right it does. Dadgum right it does.
Have you ever talked to the TV?
Like talking's probably a mild way of putting it, yeah.
When they're not running the clock when they should be last Saturday. I was talking to the TV, by the way.
Yeah, maybe at a higher volume I was talking, you know.
But this is a big game for the Hogs. Chad Morris. I think Chad Morris reminds me of Ebb from Green Acres. I think he's that exciting. And let's just put it this way. I hope Chad Morris puts the hammer down and mashes his finger. You guys have a good day.
That's a good in and out call there.
Good ending to the call. Kyle from Greenwood, Texas, he says he used to work with Eddie in Clarksville, and he's a super guy, true Hog fan. Yeah, again, for those who have met him, Clay Henry's met him, Bo's met him, Bart's met him, and other people have met him, and they will tell you that he is just like he is on the radio when it comes to Arkansas sports. Not just Arkansas football, but you hear his love for Arkansas baseball, Arkansas basketball as well.
He works at the Walmart Distribution Center in Clarksville, just outside of Clarksville. I bet he's just as passionate about whatever his task and job is there as he is about the things he comes on here and talks about.
Oh, well, he's talked about it before.
I know.
He's talked about how they've like been the number one distribution plan or something.
When they have a team meeting or whatever they have, because you know they have staff meetings, I bet he's no different in those meetings.
I would probably agree with you 100% on that. So enjoy always listening from Eddie in Clarksville. And enjoy listening from you. It's 877-377-6963. It is a Football Friday here on the Morning Rush as we get into our quick hitting headlines. I know a lot of you are wondering, hey, what's the deal with the injuries and stuff? Sam Pittman had a press conference yesterday at 2 o'clock. He said in terms of Monteric Brown is getting better and Burks is improving. He's being very cagey at this point. Not as cagey as Gus Malzahn is, but you haven't got really some solid answers of who's going to play this week and who's not. Now, the guys that you're waiting on, Dorian Gerald, Monteric Brown, Rakeem Boyd, Treylon Burks, and Julius Coates. Now, I think Julius Coates is going to end up playing. If I had to guess, I would guess Monteric and Treylon Burks, and again, this is just, I don't even know if this qualifies as an educated guess at this point. I'm just under the impression that we're not going to see Rakeem Boyd on the football field, unfortunately, tomorrow, which is going to be big for guys like Treylon Smith and some of the younger guys. Here's what Sam Pittman had to say about backup running backs if they ended up playing tomorrow.
I think you have two. You know, you have Dominic Johnson and Spivey. So I don't really know. I think it's going to be dictated on, you know, is it muddy? Is it, you know, a muddier game might be better for a bigger guy, which would be Dominique. So I'm not positive who we'd go with first. I'll know Saturday morning. We'll discuss it and decide. But I think you'll see all three of them play, assuming Rakeem can't. And if Rakeem can, then you know, you probably see a couple of them.
Now, Monte, where he grew up and where he went to high school, is not too far from Tuscaloosa, Tommy. Phoenix City, Alabama, is about 3 hours away from Tuscaloosa. And I don't know why I'm talking about Tuscaloosa because they're playing in Auburn tomorrow. Right. I don't know why I'm doing that. But it is in Alabama. Mm-hmm. It's not too far away. Well, and he wants to, and you know he wants to be able to play it in front of his family and his friends. Sure. It's 41 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're 41 minutes away. So he is very close to his old high school grads. He's very close to one, and I guarantee he wants to play. Dominic Johnson is the freshman that you're also curious to see as well, but I'm curious to see what kind of impact they have, and this is all under the assumption that Rakeem Boyd, in my opinion, is not going to be participating tomorrow.
Want to play well in front of your family, back in your home state, the schools that didn't give you a scholarship offer or an offer early enough. There's a reason you're playing not at Auburn or not at Alabama or not at another school closer to home, so you kind of want to go back in and say, exactly. You know, look at what you didn't get.
Why did you think, and this is an answer for Arkansas fans, it's pretty obvious, why did Jared Cornelius play so good against LSU?
Mm-hmm.
Because, why do you think? Because they didn't recruit him. He's a Louisiana kid, and he wanted to prove to them, why didn't you recruit me?
Yeah.
I'd be ticked off, too. That's why he took that reversed to the house back in 2015 and was so ecstatic about it. And he should have been. He juked that LSU guy out of his cleats that game. And it's one of those things. It's one of the most mentalities that you have. If you're from a certain state and you feel like that you weren't recruited or you weren't a priority, and you play one or two of those teams inside your state, you, of course, there's going to be an extra chip on your shoulder, Tommy. You're absolutely exactly right.
So that will be important for him to get an opportunity. Coaches certainly understand that, and they want to put that in their game plan where they can.
Yeah.
So if you can get someone extra touches or reps on those particular road games, you do it. You know.
No, exactly right. All right, other quick headlines. We're talking about injuries. Let's go to the other side. Let's go to Auburn. KJ Britt, star middle linebacker, is not playing. Now, Tommy, this is from Cole Kublik of the SEC Network. He's not just the leader of the defense. He's the leader of the football team. We heard from Sam Pittman. He talked about this yesterday. It's like they wanted to play KJ Britt because it's one of their best players, but he felt bad for them. But he knows, even despite this loss, that Auburn is going to be a salty defense under Kevin Steele. But it's a huge loss for the Tigers not getting to play KJ Britt tomorrow. He had surgery either yesterday or today, I'm forgetting, but big loss for the Auburn Tigers and Kevin Steele.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you know, Arkansas this week for Auburn, they've got a ways to go before they get to their open date. They got three more games with Carolina, Ole Miss, and LSU before they reach the open date in November the 7th. So those are the games ahead for Auburn. So they got a little bit of a stretch before they get a break in the schedule, unlike the Hogs, who, you know, got one more game with Ole Miss.
Arkansas and Auburn has been moved to ESPN tomorrow. You were on ESPN2. Now you're on ESPN. Same broadcast crew, but it's kind of cool to be on the main four-letter network tomorrow's game.
Yep, and that obviously has to do with the weather. I got the forecast here in the latest from Auburn we'll look at in a little bit. But with games being moved around and it gives you an opportunity to get on the mothership. You say, well, is that really a big deal? It's not a big deal if you're an Auburn fan or an Arkansas fan. Doesn't matter what network it's on, you're going to find it. But as I was saying earlier, you know, if you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, or anywhere in between, every sports bar, restaurant that keeps games on, ESPN's a staple. You know, and when you turn the TVs on in the morning, there's going to be certain channels that are on. ESPN's going to be one of them. So it gives your brand a little more exposure just by being on there. And then when there's college football recap shows at the end of the day, the games that are on ESPN always get a little more run, it seems like, on college football final and those type of shows.
You're exactly right. Speaking of exposure, Tommy, did you know that Hunter Yurecek interviewed with Deion Sanders?
I saw this on Saturday Down South and a couple other places that picked up and reran this story yesterday that, you know, obviously he just got the job with Jackson State, but I was unaware that until this came out yesterday that they had had a conversation.
This comes from Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, and this is Hunter Yurecek's words. I was thoroughly impressed with Deion. I didn't think it was the right starting point for him to be a head coach in the SEC, and I think Jackson State is a great landing spot. Some are going to say this is a publicity stunt. Yes, it's going to sell more tickets, but by the time I was able to visit with Deion, he knows football. I can't even imagine. Now, you're really excited about Sam Pittman and stuff, but can you imagine primetime as the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks? We wouldn't have to do any prep for the radio show whatsoever. It would prep itself.
No, I can't imagine him as head coach. And I don't think, I think it would have been more than a risky move for Hunter Yurecek to do that. And there's a reason he didn't. But, you know, he's got a good starting spot. Could you see primetime at some point getting a Power 5 job? Sure. You know, and I think ultimately would he love to be at Florida State? Somewhere, you know, his alma mater, somewhere like that. Absolutely. But you got to go prove yourself where he's at now, and that's Jackson State. And don't forget, just a couple of weeks ago, Trinity Christian, what, 3 weeks ago? Four? You know, the week before he got the job at Jackson State, he was coaching a high school team in the state of Arkansas when they brought Trinity Christian to Bryant.
And lost.
44-40 was the final.
So that was a good win for the Bryant football team, but it was also a huge win for Arkansas football to be reckoned. Arkansas high school football.
Hey, High school football has had some great out-of-state wins this year against good quality teams from surrounding states, that was one of them.
You beat some Oklahoma schools. Beat like a Virginia school.
PA beat a Virginia school that came in here. Bentonville beat a couple schools, including a state champion from Kansas. Forget what the name of the school, but we have had several schools go play out of state. They've come here with quality wins. So for all the banging some people do on the quality of Arkansas football, there's been good representation this year.
You're exactly right. Speaking of high school football in the state of Arkansas on ESPN 104.3 tonight. I want to remind you of our high school spotlight that starts at 5:30 tonight. Really excited about that. Also, our high school sports podcast, the only one in the state, Primetime Preps. It releases every single Wednesday. Got a video version, got a SoundCloud version, and also Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. Jenkins got bad news from the Dallas Cowboys front. Did you see?
Oh, yes, please. Let's just talk more on the Cowboys for me.
You see that left tackle Tyron Smith might be out for the season with the neck injury?
So it's already been a ridiculous year.
Well, they
so
got
far.
A really good offensive line. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
It seems like they're injured or retired at this point. That was like the thing that Dak
used to be the thing for the Cowboys.
Dak and Zeke were going to be set for life, and then all of a sudden there's injuries.
Injuries have killed the Cowboys' offense and defense. The only bright spot this year has been Dak Prescott. He's been running for his life most games, but still throwing for 450 yards.
And he just need to start the game 24-0 for their opponent, and then
I agree.
Get going.
If they lose to the Giants this week, will you come and work on Monday?
It's going to be a bad deal. At least it's not the Jets.
Yeah, that's a good
point. It could be the Jets.
Who is worse?
Yeah, that was an embarrassing loss last year.
Jets are much worse than the Giants, but no, it'll be.
One more headline to line this sucker out. Mike Anderson out there in St. John's out in New York has offered Creed Williamson, son of Corliss Williamson. He is a sophomore junior at Little Rock Christian. It's about 6'8 now. Still looks like he's growing, but he's actually got picked up a couple offers as of late, Tommy.
Yep. So
I think the Hogs have offered him too, if I'm not mistaken.
I know they have interest. I don't believe an offer has been issued yet. But
I thought I saw where Musk.
I could be. I'm going to double check that just to make sure.
And and where does he play?
LRCA, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Your alma mater.
Oh, man, we were so bad at sports in high school. It was unbelievable.
They throw up the symbol or something?
Yeah, it looks like a gang sign.
Have y'all not seen Little Rock Sentinel?
I don't know what's
seen it from Daryl Makey and Bobby Portis. Have y'all not seen it?
I've seen it, but I've never seen it.
Portsmouth.
You look like you got your hand caught in a hay baler or something.
Little Rock, built different. So that's going to do it for our Quick Hitting Headlines this morning.
Quick Hitting Headlines brought to you by Baxter Regional Medical Center. They're ready for you with safe surgery, safe procedures, safely seeing patients all across service lines at Baxter Regional. And they're taking every necessary precaution to keep you and your family safe right now. Their services might look a little bit different, but their commitment to high quality, compassionate care remains the same right now. Hey, welcome back to Baxter Regional. To learn more about extra precautions Baxter Regional is taking to keep you and your family safe, go to baxterregional.org. That's baxterregional.org.
Jenkins, you're right. I got to correct myself. As of yesterday, Eric Musselman has offered Creed Williamson as well. That was from Richard Davenport of Whole Hog Sports. So you're exactly right. I hadn't seen, I don't know how I missed that at this point, but good double check on that.
SmackDown's always watching.
He's always watching. All right, let's get into the conversation that we harped on earlier this morning. We'll continue to harp on. Clay Henry is going to join us at 7 o'clock. You got your first SEC win. What are you going to do with it? Here's what Sam Pittman had to say as far as them being ready for this game against Auburn.
Just a lot of expectations probably have been amped up a little bit. We'll see what happens, but they've had really good practices. Let me say this. If we went out there and didn't play well, it's not because we beat Mississippi State. I promise, because Auburn beat the heck out of us. That's why. We are ready. We're prepared. We put the game from Mississippi State away, and we really have, and our kids are hungry to go out there and try to get that feeling again.
They do want it. Like, and we made the statement, and several of you listeners have made the statement. If you want to keep making statements, it's 877-377-6963, that many of us would be shocked if this team did not win a game the rest of the way. And it would be quite a bummer to win in your second
shocked game. Wouldn't be the word. Be disappointed, right?
I think it's a combination
angered.
Of both.
I mean, it'd be a lot of different emotions.
I would be genuinely surprised if this team did not win a game in their final eight.
If you went 0-2 against Missouri and Ole Miss, you'd be doing some head scratching, some soul searching on that front, those two.
On that department, especially since you beat Mississippi State on the road, and we'll see how the rest of their season turns out. But from the outset, they were able to defeat the national champion, the defending national champion, so you would think that would go well. So those are some games. You're not beating Alabama. You're not beating Florida. But, I mean, there are some games like, are you telling me that Texas A&M doesn't look like a gettable slash winnable slash whatever you want to use there? Adjective, like, or adverb, whatever it is. Are you telling me that LSU is really that much better than you? Are you telling me, and we're going to learn a lot about the Tennessee Volunteers tomorrow when they take on Georgia. We are going to learn a lot about Jeremy Pruitt's team. If they get creamed in that football game, are you telling me that Tennessee is that much better than you? There are a lot of winnable games left, or at least is attainable a better word than winnable?
Well, the most winnable game left is Missouri, right? It's down the schedule, and it's on the road, and it's end of November. But Missouri, we'd have to agree, of the games left, is the the most likely win. And then you'd go to Ole Miss next. Is that still right? It's at home, and it's the opponent after you play Auburn this week. And then from there, where do you go? I would go LSU based on losing to Mississippi State, a team you beat. And then from there, probably A&M. And then it gets a little more dicey. Tennessee looks much improved. We know they've recruited well. They're undefeated. You know, Tennessee is not in the same class to me as Florida and Alabama.
No.
And then you're going to find out Auburn this week, so I don't even, Auburn doesn't, you got them on your doorstep, so it doesn't really matter.
A lot of questions about this football team. Also, we're answering questions here. Let's go to the phone lines. Welcome in Kerry on I-40 heading to Oklahoma. Kerry, you got about a minute. Fire away, man.
Okay, real quick, just a technical question, and I'm sure Tommy, as old as he is and as much as he knows about football, why do they call it an offensive tackle when the offense doesn't really tackle? I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
I don't know if I know that. I don't know. Why do they call the guy next to him the guard? I don't know that I have the I know I don't have the answer to that. Where did that originate? You center the football. You're the center of the line. That makes some sense. You're guarding the quarterback. Why do they call you the tackle? I guess that's why they gave us Google to come up with that.
I don't know.
Kerry, that's a good question.
Kerry,
That is one that would be perfect for Peyton's Places. You watched any of those on the ESPN
Plus? You keep talking about those.
I'm telling you, dude, if you ever watched one of them, you'd be hooked. You'd watch every one of them. Some of the best sports TV I've ever seen.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade, a light and flavorful beer for those easy drinking occasions.
The crowd just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
So there's no good way to go. I just give him my truck and I roll. And I row. And these are long trips. It's about 10 hours.
10-hour drive. It's going to be raining today. Raining, probably raining there, raining back. So,
yeah. So listen to my music and I'll call you. How many times do I call you out of boredom, Tommy? Say, this is, I'm going through Tupelo and it's raining.
Yeah. So I guess we should have got you on the, Chuck and those guys are, what are they doing, a bus, or they're doing whatever?
It's a rock star bus.
Something. We should have got you on.
Justin Moore's thing.
Something. Well, we had Justin on.
We debunked that.
We debunked it. We had Justin on a day or two ago. He said, no, it wasn't his bus, but it's like his bus.
Same company he told us.
We should have got you on the bus with Chuck and those guys is what we should have done. Got you a seat on the – you all right there, Clay? You should
– Yeah, I'm all right. Just kind of, it is frustrating to think about how those guys are traveling and to think about.
They're living the life of luxury.
They got one guy that's in charge of barbecue. They got one guy that's in charge of refreshments is what I heard it called.
Yeah.
And, another guy that's in charge of being navigator. And
you're in charge of all that on your.
Quinn's in charge of the PlayStation.
Yeah.
I can see Quinn playing some NCAA.
He is in charge of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And you couldn't get one seat on that. You couldn't be in charge of barbecue or nothing?
I would be in charge of eating. I tell you what, I make a great cherry cobbler. I bring my Dutch oven, and you got to set that thing up at some time. You're going to have an evening where y'all all around the campfire, right?
Yeah.
And I bring out my cherry cobbler and warm that up, and then have the Yardell's ice cream to go on top of that. Now, I can do some things, and I can marinate my steaks. Yeah. I guess I'm preaching. Yeah.
You'll make
and
a good
lobbying,
wife someday.
Yeah, that I maybe they'll have an opening and invite me to go. Yeah. And I promise not to tell my stories three times. You know, sometimes I'll.
I don't know.
When you get
I don't
to
know.
Be in your late 60s, you start telling the same stories over and over. And Chuck would just kind of hold up two fingers like that's the second time we've heard that one tonight, Clay.
Clay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we give Chuck and Quinn and the guys a call? Are you cool with doing that?
You want to? Yeah. Call those guys?
Yeah, let's call them right now.
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's do this live. Let's do the Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live.
Call them.
Call them. Call them. Overwrite your boss. Call them right now.
Call them.
I'll be on my best behavior if they take me.
We're calling. We're calling the bus.
They'll get my expertise on the game early.
I'll be shocked if Chuck picks up.
If he even answers. Who are we calling? Hello?
Is this Chuck?
Hello? Yes.
Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hello, who's this?
It's Chuck. It's the guys on the Morning Rush.
It's the Morning Rush, Chuck.
Oh, okay. What's going on, guys?
Well,
do I need to put on my broadcast voice now?
Yes, could put your radio voice on. We're calling because Clay has commenced to complaining about 10 hours of driving by himself, which, frankly, it's because no one wants to ride with him. But he was wanting to know if he could get a seat on your bus. And he'd say he's willing to cook, he's willing to clean. He said something about making a cherry cobbler, if you're interested.
I don't know. That might get you a seat. But I don't know. We'd have to take a vote. I'm going to guess he'd lose. But, you know, cherry cobbler's pretty good.
Yeah, Clay, you heard it yourself. We tried, you know. Now he wants to bring his George Strait collection. Would that help?
I'd be in perfect.
He's definitely
behavior.
Out.
Clay, what else do you have to offer?
There's nothing like a road trip with a bunch of George Strait music.
Yeah, Cowboys Like Us. And
that's right.
Check Yes or No. I mean, we'd play that. Amarillo by Morning, we'd play that. Cheyenne. I don't think George has any song is whipping Auburn's butt. He doesn't have that song. I could massage the thumbs of Quinn Grovey as he's playing PlayStation. Would that get me on the bus, maybe?
That's exactly what he's doing right now.
Y'all on the bus? Have y'all started?
We're on the bus. Yes, we are. We are cruising. We're almost to Conway.
Oh,
the way it looks to me.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, do me a favor.
Just pull over. I can be there in an hour and a half, Chuck.
Oh. Yeah. I just told him to step on it up there that you were behind.
I figured you did.
Chuck, is Quinn next to you? Is Quinn next?
I'm sorry?
Quinn next to you, Chuck?
No, Quinn's in the back of the bus back there where he's lounging back there. None of us are allowed back there.
Oh. Is he actually?
He is the star of the show, you know.
Well, I mean, we have to knock. And that's right.
So does he play Fortnite or does he play NFL football? What does he play?
He's playing NFL right now. In fact, he had the Cowboys game going a minute ago. It looked lifelike.
So he's behind by 28.
So. Yeah. He's playing with Tampa Bay right now. He's playing Tampa Bay. So. The Saints is what it looks like to me.
So he's down by 30.
Quinn's a video game player.
They just started. Midway through the first quarter, no score. No score.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, let's talk to
Quinn.
Might
as well.
Let's talk to Quinn.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Quinn, what's up?
What's going on?
Well, we're just trying to get Clay a seat on the bus because Clay doesn't want to. Clay doesn't want to drive to Auburn by himself, and he's offered to make cherry cobbler on the bus for you guys.
Wow! Now those are two things that might get him on.
All right.
Can you make a peach cobbler?
I can make peach. It's just as easy. You betcha. I can actually make two cobblers at the same time—a peach and a cherry.
Oh, that's all right. That's good. You're getting close.
Vanilla
to me,
ice cream. Yeah, vanilla ice cream to go with it. Yeah.
So, Quinn,
what's this?
And I can bring the proper beverages for that combination.
So, Quinn, what's this bus experience like? This obviously different than anything you've ever done when you've normally flown with a team. What's this adventure like now that you're to Conway, already on your way to Auburn?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's amazing, actually. I mean, if you can't fly with the team, this is probably the way to do it. I mean, I'm sitting back here. I'm playing PlayStation right now. I just ruined somebody's morning online. I beat somebody 50-21. And now I'm playing somebody else. And, just having a good time, man. Just nice big TVs. We got a bunch of TVs, a lot of lounging areas, place to sleep, place to chop it up anytime we want to. And when we get tired of one another, you just play in your bunk. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a long haul, but if you got to make it, this is the way we're doing it. David Shoemaker's done a great job of lining us out, man. So we're rolling like Justin Moore, baby.
Now, Quinn, Chuck told us you were playing Madden. Do you ever mix it up? And I know NCAA 2014 was the last time. Do you ever play NCAA with the updated rosters?
I love it. I love playing that. And I get the rosters updated. My nephew, he has a guy that updates the roster. So I love playing NCAA too. So that's one of my favorites. So we actually had a tournament up at the university with a bunch of employees one week. Never got to finish it, so it's me and Taylor McGillis in the final. Yeah. So we gotta get that game.
So who? All right, you and Chuck Shoemaker. Who else is on the bus?
We got Z.
Oh,
me, Chuck, and Z's on the bus.
Right.
Then we're about to pick up Lee Francis, our engineer, who gets us on the air.
So we gotta ask you a football question, and they'll fire us. So Franks, what are you seeing so far, and what has to happen for him tomorrow to take this offense a step forward?
Yeah, I'm seeing progress. You know, the first game there was a little rust there, and then the second game he went 20-28 for 212 yards and a couple of touchdowns and didn't have a pick. And I thought that he resisted some urges there to really try to force the football, and you know, I thought he was accurate with his throws. So I see him getting better.
Yeah.
And I think Kendall's getting more and more comfortable with what Felipe can do. And the good thing about it is Felipe, he's spreading the ball around. I mean, the second game, he spread the ball around a lot more than what I anticipated. He had five guys with three or more catches. So you're going to have to actually have some of those guys step up. It was good to see Davion Warren step up. You know, when you go out of the game and you lose, you know, I mean, you lose Traylon Burks and you lose Rakeem Boyd, you start feeling the pressure. And I really didn't feel that pressure when I saw them go out. I mean, I felt like Felipe was doing a nice job of keeping things and moving forward. So now I'm happy with his progress. I think he'll do nothing but get better. Like I always said, there was a 10-win Felipe at Florida, and there was a 4-win Felipe at Florida. And for us to beat Auburn, we're going to have that 10-win Felipe coming out and making sure he's doing everything that he has to do to keep this team rolling.
Quinn, did you ever play against anyone with a name, anything similar to a guy named Big Cat? And because you got to know, if a guy has the number one on the defensive line and he has a name like Big Cat, you better be ready. You better be buckled up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, those big guys like to wear those small numbers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a guy named Big Cat. Yeah, I'm definitely, if I was playing, I would definitely know where Big Cat was all the time. I mean, just because
right.
his name. But he can definitely play, man. He's a force, and Arkansas is definitely going to have to account for him on every single play.
All right. What's Z doing right now?
Z wants to talk to y'all so bad he can't see straight.
Give him the phone. Give him the phone.
I mean,
so wait a minute. Before we go, Quinn, I want to lobby for to be on this trip. And if it's not this trip, another one. So I can get to Memphis before y'all do, and I'll get rendezvous ribs.
Ooh.
And then – then Gus's fried chicken. We'll have about four chickens, I won't tell any of my old stories. Chuck's heard them all, so I won't tell any of my old stories. I'm just gonna make sure we got plenty of napkins, and I'll bring the wet wipes to clean up out. You know, the fried chicken and the ribs, and we won't want to trash this bus. But just remember, I can provide some things that boys like. I'm talking about the good food.
Hey, I'm all for it. You may have to pass that by David Shoemaker and see what he likes. He don't eat a lot of that stuff. You may have to check with him.
All right, just
but here's Z is so giddy. Z wants to talk to y'all so bad he can't see straight.
All right,
I mean, he is.
Hi, Quinn.
Give Z the phone.
See you, Quinn.
All right.
Hello.
What's up, Z?
They're passing around this COVID phone. The COVID phone right here.
Hey, you can't get that wet wipe. You can't get it from us though, not through the line.
Yeah. I got this wipe in my hand trying to kill these germs from Chuck and Quinn.
Yeah. I thought you were driving the bus. You not driving the bus?
Well, it's funny. We told Eddie, our bus driver, last week we were going to Mississippi State. I said I pulled out my driver's license and handed it to him. Of course, I still keep my CDL current.
Is this Eddie? Is this Eddie from Clarksville that's driving?
No, it's not Eddie from Clarksville driving. It's Eddie. It's Eddie from Tupelo.
Oh.
But he works for this bus company, and he's awesome. He's driven. He drove Brett Michaels for 6 years. He's drove Kerry Underwood.
Drove Brett Michaels, I bet he's got some stories that'd go well in the
car. Yeah, I think he does. He says he likes driving rock and roll people better than he likes driving music people. They get better.
I bet the leftovers, if you know what I mean, are pretty good on those trips.
I don't know. Yeah. He's had a lot of experiences driving though, and he's good. And so we're just cruising. We're cruising by Morrilton right now. We're rolling.
Coach, y'all gonna stop at y'all gonna stop and see the rents in St. Vincent on the way home or on the So, Mrs.
We just passed exit 107. That's home for me. Make that exit and make a left. But Eddie kept it right on I-40, so no stops. But it's been a neat deal. We're having a good time, and Mississippi State. That's not that bad of a trip, So there's a lot of giggles and laughs and eating snacks. And Auburn's a little different deal. It's almost 700 miles one way. So, you're talking about 1,400 miles almost. So this is a little bit more serious road trip here.
Coach, I know you like food like everyone listening to the program right now. Do y'all have a particular restaurant or particular stop on the way that you guys have already marked out?
Well, we do. Last week we stopped in Duval's Bluff at Craig's. They were awesome. And that's a good spot, a little bit off the interstate. And then this week we're going to we got some stuff here on the bus. And then I know we're planning on hitting Full Moon Barbecue. My friend of mine, Joe Maloof, owns Full Moon Barbecue there all throughout Alabama. He started in Birmingham, and when we were at UAB, he was just getting his business going, and he was always really good to us. So
can you bring some of that
Full Moon Barbecue?
Yeah, could you bring us some of that white sauce back?
Oh, they got good sauce now.
That white sauce.
Oh, they got good barbecue sauce, and they got everything. Brisket's good. The pork, ribs, everything's so good. And Birmingham's a very good barbecue. A lot of people don't know that, but it's a big barbecue place. We're gonna roll through there, and then head on to Auburn. So I'm looking forward to it.
We've been dissecting and had an audiologist in here listening to some of Chuck's touchdown calls. And there seems to be a serial clapper in the background in the booth.
I don't know who that is.
And it seems to match the DNA of your claps. Is there any truth to your clapping in the background?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately it is, but there won't be no more clapping for me. Everybody's been giving me a hard time. So my clapping's over. But I'll tell you this, Chuck.
I wasn't the only one excited
up there. They're just better at being more professional than me. So we were all pretty excited. Chuck was fired up, and Chuck, I think, had a couple claps. But, yeah, unfortunately, some of that was mine. Learfield IMG said, hey, you got two options. One is to stop clapping, or two, stop working. And so
you're on the bus.
Up on the clapping.
Yeah.
Zia, is football a little tougher because the refs can't hear you from that booth?
Yeah, I like to, the one thing about I never really question football officials any because I don't know as much about it. Now, up in the booth, I'll get a little excited every once in a while about a call missed or whatever. They're really good about not saying anything on the air. Of course, me in basketball, I'm more liable to say something. And referees have obviously a very, very tough job, but, we just want. Hey, we don't want every call going for the Razorbacks. We just want about 3 out of 4 going, about 75%.
Just most of them.
And as long as we get that, we're fine. It's awesome. I've been to probably 15 basketball games at Auburn,
and I've never been to a football game. And by that stadium, every time you go to basketball, you drive right by it, whether you're going to Beard Eves Arena or going to Auburn Arena. But I've never been to a football game here, and unfortunately, it won't be a full effect, a full crowd. But still looking forward to it, and love to see us win down there.
All right. Well, tell Chuck and Quinn and everybody on the bus, thanks for being good sports, and we got to run. So
definitely sounds good. Appreciate you guys having us on.
Y'all be safe.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. And thanks,
tell Chuck thanks for answering the phone.
I'll tell Chuck that. Okay.
All right, thanks.
See you, all
right,
Coach. Bye.
That was fun.
It worked out.
That worked out all right.
See, every once in a while,
impromptu stuff works.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to get on the bus, though, guys. I just kind of had that feeling.
I want to play Quinn in NCAA or Madden suit. Now, Jenkins is our residential Madden player. I'd have to play NCAA. I think he can handle Quinn Grovey.
Quinn couldn't handle me. I'll worry about it.
No. Quinn smoke you.
Yeah. I'll smoke him with my Cowboys every day of the week, on Sunday.
What you haven't seen is his ability to trash talk. And just think about this. If he can trash talk Andre Ware, he can trash talk you.
That's a good point.
I mean, and you'll be looking for a place to hide.
That's fine. That's fair. I watch wrestling, though. I know plenty of trash
talk. Watch wrestling. Well, there's your qualifications.
I think people would be highly entertained if we twitched that live stream between Quinn and Jenkins. We'd have to make sure there's a tagline that says words may get out of hand during this program. or explicit or something.
I love that line from Z, though, in that call. They told me I had one of two choices. I could stop clapping or stop working. That one's great.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade with half the sugar and carbs of Mike's Hard.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time we're coming for the whole damn thing.
I want to welcome in David in Fort Smith to the conversation as we are winding down today's program. David, you're on the Morning Rush.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just going to be brief. What you saw last night, and I'm not being rude to Arkansas fans, it was vintage Mike Leach. That's just what he does. You want to play Mike Leach right after he's won a big game because he's going to lay an egg every time. When he was there, I loved seeing him win a game just before he came to Manhattan or we went out there, because he lost every time. And it seemed like we always followed them, or at least every other year we followed them. And that's just what Leach does. And to my friends that are big, big Arkansas fans that are listening, hang up just a minute on writing your name on the national championship trophy. You might win it, but you're probably not. So, and again, thank you for taking my call.
David, I appreciate you guys and the Kansas State Wildcats handling Oklahoma and giving them one of their two Big 12 losses so far this season.
Lost to back years.
Iowa State.
Yeah, I'd appreciate the way y'all handled Arkansas State, too.
Yeah, so Iowa. Oh, yeah, that's probably that might be some salt in David's wound as far as him being a Kansas State fan. I want to go to Manhattan sometime. I've heard it's a good time.
Little Apple?
Hey, you can have a great 10 minutes in Manhattan.
not a fan of Manhattan, Clay?
Manhattan and Starkville were built by the same guy. I mean, they're you see one, you've seen them both. And I've covered a lot of games in Starkville. Covered a lot of games in Manhattan. My early years covering Big 12 games. You know, there was one year, my first year at the Tulsa World, I covered Kansas State three times and Rice twice. They were trying to figure out if I was any good and was I going to stick and could I handle it. So I covered Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, all against Kansas State. Two of those games were in Manhattan. And then I covered Rice in Oklahoma and Rice in Arkansas. So it's like, of my five games, Rice and Kansas State were a common opponent.
If he'll put up with these assignments, he'll do anything.
Well, just going to see if I was going to make it, you know. And it's like, I about halfway through the year, there was a guy on the desk, and he'd it was during the week, and I was walking by, and he said, "Hey, just so you know, you're going to be okay." So I took that to mean that I probably was going to get to stay and do it another year.
Yeah. I think that guy, his assumption was correct as far as your career is concerned. Yeah. All right, back to the phone lines, 877-377-6963. Going to Auburn and welcoming in Lance, who's down there in Auburn, Alabama. Lance, are you a Tigers fan or are you a Razorback fan, brother?
Oh, no, I'm a Razorback fan.
Right answer.
Stationed here in the military. That's why I kind of ended up here in Auburn. But
thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. I love the country. Just a couple of things I've noticed, you know, this week. I live 1 mile from the Tiger Stadium. All of my neighbors all week long know I'm a big Razorback fan. And amazing the number of folks that have stopped by and said, you know, you guys just might give us a game this week. You know, and not the...
And patted you on the head, right? Yeah. Bless your heart.
Right. Yeah. You know, and it's just, you know, then, you know, they talk worse bad about Chad Morris. And, you know, Gus Miles on the ones that don't like him think this is the final nail in his coffin. You know, he's finally hired the coordinator where they can fire him, get him out of here, whatever. But like I said, it's just been a different, you know, field of the week. Obviously, I couldn't get tickets because of the way Auburn, you know, distributed their tickets primarily to their students and things of that nature. But, you know, I think, you know, like I said, hanging on from last week, I think we've got a chance in this one. You know, just, you know, I don't know if it stays wet and muddy. You know, we got a chance, you know, to stay close in this game and make it a ball game. It's not going to be one of these 50-3, you know, just embarrassments that I have to walk around the neighborhood with and all that kind of stuff. So it's just been kind of nice, you know, still stepchild around here, step, you know, something like that. But it's just been a different game week for us this week, you know. So hopefully the guys come out and do really well. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Any of the Arkansas fans, some of y'all make it out into the town. I look forward to seeing y'all running around with Razorback, you know.
Lance, appreciate the call this morning. Like Tommy said, appreciate your service for our country. And make sure you hang that Arkansas flag outside following tomorrow's game, regardless of a win or loss, just to make sure. This is going to be a good game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, this is not going to be a blowout. It is going to be a good game. Auburn might win it. I think they're going to, but it's going to be close, and especially a lot closer than that Vegas line, Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that you can say for, you know, Razorback fans, kind of, I call it behind enemy lines, whether you live in Tuscaloosa or Auburn or Starkville or, you know, Memphis, you know, which is kind of a hodgepodge, you've had to take some abuse. And I think it's sometimes it's not much fun, but it's, I think Razorback fans are going to have a lot of reasons going forward under Sam Pittman to stick their chest out and, you know, hand a little bit back. And I mean, I think you have to remember that, you know, a little bit goes a long ways. But it would be fun again to be able to do the crowing,
yeah,
after some of these games.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, before we head back to the phones, Ty, you recommended when I went back to River City Bistro to try the chicken caprese.
I will be getting that
sandwich
on Sunday.
I tried that earlier this week, and your recommendation was on point. I had that. It's a crispy fried chicken breast on top of a sliced marinated tomato with fresh mozzarella and some pesto sauce. It was great. Hey, you can have that this weekend or try their brunch on Saturday and Sunday mornings. They open a little bit earlier on the weekends at 10 for brunch on both Saturday and Sunday morning. They got great outdoor dining, and this is a great time of the year for outdoor dining at River City Bistro. So do that Saturday or Sunday morning. Great way to start game day with a nice brunch before you settle in for a great game day on Saturday, or a great way to start your Sunday morning or head there after church on Sunday. Check out their full menu, rcbistro.com. You can go on Facebook. You can use that to order as well. They're a locally owned restaurant. Bruce and Michelle bought the restaurant just over a year ago, and I think you're going to really love their menu. Unique items and everything. I'm telling you, everything on the menu is unique and great, and they got great Pittsburgh deli-style sandwiches and other great favorites as well. It's River City Bistro, 7320 Rogers Avenue in the Stonewood Village Shopping Center.
We are also giving away a River City $35 gift certificate on Twitter right now, so go to @hitthatlineAR and take advantage, because I will be announcing who the winner of that is after we're done here on the Morning Rush. All right, let's pull out that magazine. Let's pull out Hogs Illustrated and see who picked who this week. Clay, I'll let you start. You asked for our predictions, and again, I appreciate you letting me be a part of this. What do you think the score of tomorrow afternoon's game will be between Auburn and Arkansas?
Yeah, I don't have that magazine in front of me, so I'm going to say, you know, Arkansas 24 24-19. Some of it depends on, you know, how much moisture is in that field. You know, is it playable? You know, they're talking about an inch of rain. That's a lot of rain. It just depends on when it falls. Is the bulk of it Friday and it drains out through that sand-based field, which is a good draining field? Or is it soggy and mushy and do chunks come up when people try to make a cut? If that's the case, there might not be many points. It might be a 10-9 game.
Yeah.
Where are you going on this?
Well, when I gave Clay my prediction Saturday night following the game, I was unaware of a hurricane at that point.
Me neither.
Yep. I told Clay Auburn 31-27. I thought Arkansas would be in the game, but Auburn was just a little bit better, and I was unaware of a few things maybe with Burks and Boyd long term, and you're making some guesses there. I tend to come back more Clay's way on the weather, and I think Auburn maybe edges out Arkansas, but it'll be a lower scoring game than my original thoughts, so I'm going to go like 17-14, 17-12, somewhere
really
in that. Yeah, lower scoring game. I think turnovers will be the critical thing. Who makes the last turnover may be the loser in this game. So hang on to the football. Field position and turnovers are going to be the winner.
Any other time like this one that I predict an Arkansas score, I hope I'm incorrect. I have Auburn winning this one 27-17. Like Tommy, like Clay, I think it's going to be a grind type of fashion. You're worried about the injuries. You're worried about the rain and a whole slew of other things. Back to the phone lines real quick. We'll go to Kagan, who's in the land of the Mohawks. Go out to Piggott. Kagan, we got about a minute, buddy. What is your prediction on tomorrow's game, man?
How y'all doing this morning, for one?
We're good, man.
Well, I'll just jump right into it. I'm going to take Arkansas 17, Auburn 9. I think our defense is going to know the play that they're going to be running before the quarterback even does. I think our defense is going to be prepared. I think they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to be laying blitz out there. If our offense can get the ball going, we're going to be all right, you know. I figure hopefully we'll see some wildcat stuff or something, because I'm sure if it's wet and rainy, they're going to have to be running the ball. And I hope we run it right down the throat. But I appreciate y'all taking my call, and go Hogs.
Appreciate the call this morning, Kagan. Yeah, it's going to be very, very key to see Arkansas's offensive line establish the running game, whether it's Boyd, whether it's Smith, whether it's Spivey, whether it's Johnson. Those guys have to get yards. Want to give you a good stat before I let you go. This is via SEC StatCat. Clay, you've talked about how Auburn's offensive line is not the same offensive line of years past. No J.B. Grimes. They lost a ton of people last couple years. The SEC most pressured quarterback, second most pressured quarterback in this conference is Bo Nix. Second most pressured quarterback of any quarterback in the league is Bo Nix. Now, some of that is attributed to him running the football, but Clay, this is not the same Auburn offensive line. Arkansas has to get after Bo Nix tomorrow.
Yeah, and he'll throw it up. He likes to throw it up for Campbell, just throw it up for grabs, throw some 50-50 balls, and he's really good. He's got long arms and pulls some down. Maybe Joe Fouché grabs a couple more. That's the recipe for a victory, some turnovers, maybe another pick six.
Yeah,
I like Arkansas's chances this week.
All right, Clay, be careful on that long trip you got to Auburn, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you. I'm hitting the road right now, boys. I'm already packed.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Bud Light Seltzer, 5% ABV and only 100 calories. We'd put it up against any other seltzer out there.